As he does each Monday morning at this time, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So it appears the Cincinnati mayor's race is shaping up. A few weeks back, former councilmember John Cranley, he announced he was running for the position. And then this past week, we heard P.G. Sittenfeld would not be running. Why do you think he made that decision?
Sittenfeld is a very young guy. He was elected in November 2011 to city council at the age of 27. I think he just looked at the field and decided maybe this was not his time and that it might benefit him to spend more time on city council and, you know, develop more of a reputation and experience. Now, you know, here is somebody who ran in 2011 and had raised a whole lot of money, had no name recognition whatsoever, and he built himself into a credible candidate and ended up finishing second in a field race behind Roxanne Qualls. So clearly, he has a lot going for him. And, you know, he has the advantage of being young and having time.
Now, do you think there was any strategy to sort of announcing that he would run or might run and then not announcing because he knew who the candidates were going to be?
Well, speculation is always good. I mean, it keeps your name in the news and keeps you, you know, out front. You know, you can only do that up to a certain point, and then you have to either fish or cut bait and decide whether or not you are going to make the run. Cranley is obviously running. Roxanne Qualls is running. These are both Democrats who have been top vote getters in council elections before. And it would be a very crowded field, and it'd be very hard for somebody like Sittenfeld to break through, although not impossible.
Now, you mentioned Roxanne Qualls, and she has said she's running, but she hasn't made that formal announcement yet. Are you expecting that anytime soon?
Yeah, I expect her to make a formal announcement this week. She's been out raising money. She's been, talking as a mayoral candidate. And clearly, you know, she is going to have a lot of support, a lot of money. She was mayor back in the 1990s, back before we had a system where the mayor had some authority. And, you know, the mayor was more or less a figurehead back when she was a mayor. And I think she'd very much like to be mayor of this city as a more powerful political figure.
When we start talking about mayors, you can't help but mention Mayor Mark Mallory. He's term limited out. This is his last term that he's serving in right now. There's been a lot of speculation that he might not fulfill the entire term. What are you hearing?
Well, he's keeping his own counsel on this. I mean, he's not really saying one way or the other. You could see all kinds of scenarios. I mean, he's obviously was very helpful to the Obama campaign during the last election. He's got some pretty close ties to the White House. Some people speculate that he might end up with a job in the second Obama administration and move to Washington. Now, also, you got to think about the fact that 2014 is statewide elections in Ohio. And the Ohio Democratic Party is bound and determined to win back those state offices that they lost in 2010 from governor on down. So they're going to be looking for statewide candidates or a running mate for a gubernatorial candidate. And Mark Mallory, as 8 years as mayor of a major city, is one of those people who's going to be considered, particularly if somebody like Ted Strickland runs again, because he's very close to Strickland.
So do you see that he might be a lieutenant governor candidate with Strickland?
Well, I think it's possible. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. I mean, he could run for, you know, one of the other statewide offices, treasurer, auditor, or something like that. But you haven't heard the last of Mark Mallory. Now it's just a question of whether or not he is going to serve out the rest of his term and leave early.
If he does leave early, is Roxanne Qualls likely to be, who becomes mayor? I mean, she's vice mayor now.
She is vice mayor, and under the charter, as it is now, she would become mayor. Now, you know, of course, Mark Mallory could pick somebody else to be vice mayor at the last minute or something, but she would become mayor, and she would run for mayor this in 2013 with the advantage of incumbency.
Do you think that that he would step down just for that purpose. A lot of times people on council have done that. Council members will step out of office in the last few months just to give somebody that leg up.
He might, just because he has a good relationship with Roxanne and good working relationship. And I don't know. He hasn't said, but maybe he would favor her as his successor. I don't know.
Well, Howard, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.